We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And with week six of football in the books, time to get ready for week seven. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of week seven, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, as we've been doing the last several weeks, let's take a look at the national picture. There was a huge game this past weekend, which was Alabama-Georgia. Did you get a chance to see any of it? And did anything surprise you?
I mean, I think the outcome of it surprised me, not so much from a Alabama winning. We discussed this last week. I just felt like Alabama was a better team at that point. But Georgia's defense was a dominant group through 3 weeks, and this was an Alabama offense that just tore them apart. And I mean, the surprising thing was not that, you know, Alabama put up some points, but really Mac Jones, I didn't know a whole lot, and this was a big national stage for him. He showed up in a big way with 417 and four touchdowns, but I think Alabama's wide receivers are so far and away better than any other group in college football. If you have Mac Jones making throws and making big time throws, these guys are getting open. They are fast. They are dynamic. They are unbelievably good. And that is a dangerous thing for all of college football. And, you know, Alabama has had good wide receivers for a long time. Make no mistake about that. Two first round picks this past year. So it's nothing new, but this is a really good team. They had to reload and build in some areas as they usually do. But if this is the first big test, they passed it with flying colors. I was a little concerned for Georgia just with Stetson Bennett. I said it last week. Is he a quarterback who's ready for prime time? I think this one probably showed that this game was a bit much for him. You know, the former walk-on, pretty scrawny kid, threw, I think, three interceptions in this game. I think we can take away that Alabama is the better of these two teams. No fluke about that one.
Any surprise to the fact that Georgia dropped one place in the rankings? That's it. Even though Alabama, it wasn't a last minute game. Alabama pulled away in the second half and Georgia dropped from number three to number four.
Yeah, I was surprised at the lack of a drop there, but I think it's probably immense respect for what they've seen from Georgia so far and immense respect from what they've seen from Alabama. Now, Alabama didn't really get a whole lot of difference when it comes to first place votes. They're still number two behind Clemson in both the major polls. So I don't know how you have one without the other. Was this a dominant performance and Georgia is still a top four team? If so, shouldn't Alabama have more than whatever they got, eight first place votes? I don't know how you have one without the other.
I agree. I think when doing these rankings, especially fairly early in the season, if you have Alabama has the one signature win of the season, which I think should have been enough to jump them ahead of Clemson. Let's face it, who's number one, who's number two in the long run doesn't really matter. The other part to this is Georgia dropping just one place. My first instinct is this is Southeast Conference bias. They're going to find a way to get two teams into the playoffs. But then I began to look around and say, how many other teams do you think are better than Georgia? Now, Ohio State hasn't hit the field yet. My instincts are they are better than Georgia. But who else? Do you see anybody else that you think is better than Georgia and should be ranked ahead of them? And by the way, Notre Dame barely hanging on against Louisville, I don't think makes them the third best team in the country.
Yeah, no, I think Notre Dame's benefiting from where they began the season. I think there are some pretty deep fundamental issues on the offensive side of the ball for that team. I think Georgia, I think it's you're exactly right that Ohio State is the only other one that is worth considering, and they haven't played yet. So this is one of those classic situations where you can't move the team that hasn't played yet, I guess, over Georgia because of what they've seen with their eyes so far and Alabama being what they are. But who, you know, I don't think you can really justify moving Oklahoma State above Georgia. Texas A&M also has a loss. Cincinnati, I mean, Florida's got a loss. Miami's got a loss. I don't know that there's any other team that's really worth moving over Georgia. So I think that's exactly why.
Exactly it, Dusty. I mean, like I said, my first instinct is what's going on? You lose and you drop one place, but I just don't see that many good teams. You know, speaking of these top couple teams, Alabama, Clemson, and we think Ohio State, Clemson put up 52 points in the first half. Newsflash.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good team.
Yeah, I mean, and I think Clemson is good. They're complete. They can beat you through the air. They can beat you on the ground. They can win a low scoring game. They can win a high scoring game. I think you can definitely make the case that Clemson is the best team in the country. You know, Alabama, you know, they made their claim, I think, this past weekend, and we'll see what happens moving forward. But this Clemson team is very, very good. They're very talented. They've got the best quarterback in America in Trevor Lawrence. They've got a strong ground game. They've got a defense that plays like they play like they're a bunch of three stars. Even they've got five stars everywhere. This is a dangerous team. And I think you can, in the early part of the season, in some order or another, you can say with a lot of confidence that Clemson and Alabama, you know, those are the two best teams in the country. And now it's up to Ohio State. To jump in there and show it and prove it and do something that gets them in that conversation too. And they get that chance, you know, just like Penn State gets a chance against them, they got a big chance against Penn State in week two.
And every year we try to find teams that can compete with Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State. As Penn State fans, we want Penn State to be that team. But every year we hear about these teams that are going to challenge. Notre Dame, they barely hung on to win 12-7 against the Louisville team that lost to Pitt earlier in the season. North Carolina looked like they were ready to make a move. They lost to a bad Florida State team. So, you know, what is going on? Miami, when they got their shot a week ago against Clemson, we saw what happened there. Are there any teams beyond that Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, who can stand up and be that and that next level, as James Franklin says, go from great to elite?
I mean, I think you have teams that are maybe in that position. I think Penn State is one of them. I think Oregon is one of them. You know, they've got a lot of the ingredients, and what you're hinting at and what can separate often, you know, the good teams from the great teams and the great teams from the elite teams is, how good are you on your worst day? Because at some point, whether you talk about an 8-game season or a 12-game season, at some point you're going to have to win on a subpar or worse kind of day. You know, Notre Dame did that. It wasn't pretty, but the survive and advance, everybody goes through that. Clemson has gone through that. They've had to win by the skin of their teeth, even though they've been an elite team. So how good you are, kind of shows up on those days where you just don't got your fastball, Jim, but you got to find a way to win. And Notre Dame threw a bunch of knuckleballs against Louisville, and they ended up winning that one 12-7. Not saying that they're an elite team, but at some point in time, you're going to be faced with this adversity of just, you know, digging deep and it's not there. Can you find a way to win in those situations?
Well, and sometimes there are just games where things aren't going your way for some random reason, you know, with a tip pass gets returned for a touchdown. Some things just don't go right. When watching Notre Dame, though, against Louisville, I have to agree with you. I just question, is that an offense? And we're going to find out in a couple weeks what they're going to do against the Clemson team that I don't think you beat Clemson by scoring 12 points.
No, that's never going to be enough. I think you can say, hey, good for Notre Dame for surviving and advancing. But at the same time, there are some, you know, there's at least a couple red flags there that suggest that they're not anywhere near ready for prime time. They're not in the same conversation as Alabama and Clemson. I think both of those things are true.
All right, Dustin, if we say Clemson and Alabama are those elite teams, and I'm going to project them into the playoffs already. Ohio State, we haven't seen play yet, but we can probably project them being one of those three elite teams. What does it take for Penn State to be considered, even if they're not at the level of an Alabama or Clemson, but good enough to get to that fourth college football playoff position? What do you have to see from them to get there?
Well, I mean, I think the first and foremost, beating Ohio State, especially early in the season, you know, if you beat Ohio State in week two, you change the narrative in your favor and you are suddenly viewed as a real contender. But it also comes down to, you know, I think it's hard to really reach that playoff without winning the Big Ten East, without winning a Big Ten title. And even in these scenarios where maybe you can lose to Ohio State, it still takes a lot to jump into that top four conversation if you've got a loss on your resume to Ohio State. If they're still the team that represents the Big Ten East, how are you going to really make the case that you deserve to be there? So I think, you know, obviously beating Ohio State, especially in this season, you know, you beat Ohio State in week two, you are probably, maybe you're the number four team in the country coming out of that.
I would think so. I mean, probably the, and again, we shouldn't do it, but assuming beating Indiana, that winner of the Penn State-Ohio State game has got to be, by default, ranked in that top four and ready for in position for the college football playoffs.
Yeah, I think in that top four, maybe even the top three, and then it's up to you to kind of hold serve and win out.
All right. That is it for our show. Thank you, Dustin, and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.